The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. The Power Mall is now open. 877-817-9829. Call up and wish Jay a happy birthday. If you're a first-time orderer on the Power Mall, you can get 10% off simply by using the code FIRST and the number 10 at checkout if you're doing it online on thepowermall.com. And of course, if you're calling Jay this morning and wishing her a happy birthday and you want to place an order then at 877-817-9829, you can tell her first 10 at checkout and you can get a discount on your phone order as well. How's that for you? That works. Before we took our break, we had callers holding. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Doing fair. Hope you are.
Oh, of course. Doing great.
Of course. That's pretty cool. Have you reported on or read about this intrinsic exchange groups and natural asset corporations or companies?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Well, this is on a this is really a very important thing. On it's a new way for companies to invest in the intrinsic value or assumed value of natural assets. These are lands, including federal lands, state lands, etc. They want to open up a New York Stock Exchange to trade this intrinsic value things, and it's backed by Rockefeller Group. It says investors will be preserving the rights it's a way to put their money in natural, preserving natural places. It's just down and dirty. It's a way for companies to investors invest on the stock exchange under the assumption that they're going to be doing all kinds of ecological improvements, whether it be land, water, air, everything. And it's opening it up to foreign countries to invest, you know, like China, all these countries, they can invest in these investment groups and control land that they have nobody has any right to own, period. And it finally hit the attention of Congress people, and they're trying to fight against it. There's a few, the western lands, especially Montana, Wyoming, that woman up there in Wyoming, Senator, she's going nuts about it. And it was open for public comment about this possibility to put it on a New York Stock Exchange. It had the public comment period, and it's coming up for the end of that, and they got a little extension on that. The 18th of January is when the public comment's over, and they're going to extend it out a few weeks. But this is a call to action, because if they can get this, these investors can shut down public access to these areas that they get. And they're finding out that state lands are really vulnerable, easier than federal, to completely control it. They can wall it off, and you're not allowed to know what's in there. And if they're in there doing their ecological plans, they can be mining, taking timber or anything, farming, under nobody's control. It's unreal.
Dave. Well, they could be housing illegal immigrants there too.
Well, they didn't really point to that as a factor.
Of course not.
But this is a hot topic. I hope that you will read about this, Dave. Can you take a look at it?
Now, are we talking about the Wyoming congresswoman that just took Liz Cheney's place, or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's
you said
name?
Wyoming's.
I can't think.
Yeah, it escapes me, but I can find it. You said it was a senator, though. She was a House. She was a House member, not a senator.
Okay. Okay, a House member. Yeah, she's not a senator. Harriet Hagman.
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
Harriet. Yep.
Yeah, Harriet Hagman.
All right, I'm making notes of all this, Kevin.
She's concerned about investments could be used privately to monetize national parks, natural wildlife refuges, and other protected lands, such as an environmental concern.
Well, I would have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I would have to say that a lot of Congress people are getting bribed into doing this. There's only one way. I mean, if investors and somebody approached Congress and lobbied them, because we have the biggest Congress money can buy, and all a lobbyist has to do is walk in there and say, hey, I got a great idea, get some congressman to sign on to it. And the next thing you know, they've invaded our space again in so many different ways. But, you know, it's a real problem when they start invading lands that they claimed are for, federal reserves, you know, preservation, that sort of thing, nature reserves and things like this. And then they use it to spoil the environment. That's a big problem. Or there's something else more nefarious that they're going on about, because, you know, all these prisons, the prison systems we have in America, Kevin, a lot of them are privately owned. What's to stop investors from saying, hey, look what they're going to do behind the scenes. They're going to put up internment camps in all of these areas and these parks and stuff. And they can set them up without anybody knowing it. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you wind up in one of them because you're a dissident. You're a domestic terrorist. So, I mean, how do we know what they're doing with it? We have no idea. Prisons are privately owned. If they get a hold of these places, how do we know they're not going to do the same thing? Set up concentration camps. Well, we don't. We have no idea what they're going to do.
No, we don't. But here's the big thing about it, too, is this is the back door for their their green policies, too. They're going to be claiming that they're doing things for, eliminating CO2. That's the bottom line. This is their back door. So they're going to be capable of claiming they're doing it and making money off of that by getting pollution credits and so forth like that. So this is a big whale ready to land on us.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can't get a hold of Congressman Hagman and have a conversation with her on the radio. It would be a first.
Well, there's a better woman that is bringing this all to the forefront. Man, I wish I could find her name real quick. She's doing the fighting on it. All these states out there, Nebraska, Wyoming, Idaho, all of them are fighting it, and or at least they're going to try to fight it. And it's, you know, this is bad news, Dave. That's really bad news.
Agreed.
It's too much, man.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Dave.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the heads up, Kevin. As always, thank you for your help in keeping us on the air, too. We appreciate you more than you know. Speaking of the energy and environment, as long as we're talking about that, I've got some news from California. Just when you thought it was safe to move to leave the state, the things have just gotten too bad. To the point where, you know, your safety is of concern, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit has declined to reconsider a ruling preventing a ban proposed by the city of Berkeley on new natural gas hookups from going into effect. This was, of course, a response to a lawsuit filed by the California Restaurant Association alleging federal law overruled the city of Berkeley's ban on installing natural gas installations in newly constructed buildings. And believe it or not, Berkeley's got to get its name on the map, becoming the first U.S. city to ban gas stove hookup installs in 2019 after the city council passed an ordinance requiring that new buildings be built all electric. You want to drive restaurants out? I'm telling you what, cooking with gas, there's nothing like it. If you had the opportunity to trade your electric range in and a gas stove and cook with even propane if you can't get natural gas, I'm telling you, there's nothing better. Pots heat up quicker. less energy use. I'm telling you, and I'll give you an example. My own property in Texas, I've got a tankless water heater, propane fireplace, and a 5-burner propane stove and oven, self-cleaning even. And between those three and a generator, propane Generac generator, between those items running for one whole year, I used up 150 gallons of propane. Now, at the time, I paid $2.40 per gallon when I filled it up. Of course, I had a 1,000-gallon tank, which only holds 800 gallons because you have to leave 20% for pressure. So $360 is what my utility bill cost me to heat the house, cook my food, heat the water, and run a generator when the power went out. $360 for a whole year. Now, if that's not cheap, I don't know what is. And even if the price went up to $3 a gallon, it's way less expensive than an electric bill. So I don't know why these people are doing it other than complaining about carbon emissions. I think they're a lot safer than electrical appliances. It's just too easy to burn yourself on an electric stove. I mean, you know where the flame is. Come on. Electric stove, it's so easy to forget you left the burner on, right? Think about it. Yeah, these people that want to ban gas appliances, man, I'm telling you what, the restaurants especially, they love cooking with gas, man. You want to wait an hour for your food rather than 10 minutes? What I'm talking about, Restaurant Association apparently has more smarts than the EPA does. Apocalypse Now? Will 2024 be the year of the deep state's exercising controlled chaos and finally giving way to an apocalyptic dismantling of our constitutional republic or what's left of it? Don't know. Under cancel culture, I mean, there's a lot happening with that. All the signs seem to point that way. For years now, the government's been pushing us to the brink of national nervous breakdown. And here's the thing. You polarize us with circus politics, media-fed mass hysteria, militarization and militia selling of war and violence as an entertainment. Militianment is what they're calling. I don't like the term. But you know what Hollywood does? That's it, what they're talking about. Militarizing police departments. Sense of hopelessness and powerless in the face of growing corruption, government's alienation from its populace, an economy that sucks. 40% living hand to mouth. Well, it's manifested itself in the polarized, manipulated mayhem, madness, tyranny that is life as we know it in the American police state today. Why is the deep state engineering this societal madness? What's in it for the government? Yeah. What's playing out before us is a chilling lesson in social engineering that keeps the populace fixated on circus politics and conveniently timed spectacles, distracted from focusing too closely on the government's power grabs, which is, you know, why Kevin called up. Because this is, you know, usurpation of government authority doing what they want to do with all these federal lands, and the incapability of standing united in defense of our freedoms. It's a power play. It's not conspiracy. Now, just imagine, if you will, I had to do my Rod Serling here because he had a little episode called "The Monsters Are Due" on Maple Street, which Serling imagined a world in which the powers that be carry out a social experiment to see how long it would take before the members of a small American neighborhood, frightened by a sudden loss of electric power and caught up in the fears of the unknown, will transform into an irrational mob and turn on each other. Wow. Did we not talk about that on our show on Tuesday with Jonathan Hollerman? Did we not talk about that very thing? And of course, now they come out with Barack and Michelle Obama's little Leave the World Behind. See, another apocalyptic thriller. Unexplained crises lead to a technological blackout, leaving the populace disconnected, disoriented, isolated, suspicious, and under attack from mysterious ailments and each other. Wow. See, they really want you to arm yourself to the teeth, because when they pull the plug, and Jonathan Hollerman just told you that all these HV transformers have back doors in them that can be, they can throw the switch and turn them off. If they can do that, they can blind us. Our military installations are connected to the same grid we the people are. You really think that those guys, look what happened to Katrina. As soon as everybody said that hurricane is coming, it's going to hit it, and it's all hell's going to break loose. What the cops in New Orleans do? Went home, got their families, packed their stuff, and got the hell out of Dodge. They didn't want any part of it. And so what? Crime went rampant. What do you think's going to happen if the power goes out in your neighborhood? Then what? Anybody sees a light on in your house because you're prepared, you better be able to defend your place, because they're going to come to your door and they're going to try to get in the house any way they can, because they want your stuff. They want your food. They want everything in your icebox. They're going to be hungry because they didn't prepare and you just became a target. Now, does that all make sense? Think about it. Why do they want us to think like this? Why do they want us to be, well, so we turn on our neighbor? It's just the opposite of what God said, love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, I had a conversation with Jonathan Hollerman after we got off the air for almost an hour. I called him up. We had we talked. And I said, look, here's a lot of issues going on here. I mean, he's literally talking to billionaires about building bunkers, for crying out loud. I mean, that's what he does for a living. And he said, I've actually consulted with billionaires who have built these bunkers, and I'll walk in and completely debunk their bunker to the point where they just turn around and sell the whole bloody thing, say, man, I made a mistake. This is all the wrong stuff. What do? Make yourself hidden for 9 months while the country implodes so that you can come out of wherever it is you're hiding and survive. Because within a year, 9 out of 10 people would be dead if the power went off here, because everybody loves electricity. Even the Amish would face trouble because they're pacifists and they would murder them. They'd stand there and turn the other cheek and get killed. And they would raid all their food supplies because, as you know, they don't need electricity to survive. Oh, yeah, you've caught them with cell phones and various other things. But now look at the back side of this whole thing. And you wonder what happened pre-Y2K, the fourth quarter of 1999. Purchasing went up. It went through the roof. People were prepping because everybody was told, oh, the computers are going to reset themselves once they hit 99999. And then they're going to turn to one big fat zero and the juice is going to go out. That didn't happen. So then you get your skeptics out there that now say, ah, this is just another, see, that is what we call normalcy bias. We talked about that on the show on Tuesday. I hope you shared it with your friends. This is some serious stuff, because what happens in your neighborhood if the power goes out? And what, I mean, it may not even be deliberate. We are due for a solar flare or CME, coronal mass ejection. We are due, long overdue for one. What happens if that takes out our electric grid? It's not the fault of any governmental entity. Then what? What are you going to do then? I mean, see, that's Mother Nature, you know, raising her little cloak in the butter commercial. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Now, we'll see, if you weren't prepared, then what? What happens then? You're going to institute martial law? What happens then? If everybody's out of electricity, you really think that forces are going to be, I mean, the military jeeps are going to be out unless they've hardened them to EMP. I mean, you think that American people, after all the garbage that's gone on in this country in the last 4 years, you really think that when they institute martial law, people are going to be paying attention, that people are going to possibly ignore it and say, come on, you want to bring it? I'll show you what we do, what we have. About, this is where we talk about the blood of patriots and tyrants, right? See, the government's got the tools and the know-how to manufacture health crises too. Look what they did with COVID-19. They got everybody to buy it. They created lethal viruses. The U.S. government was directly involved in it. If you don't believe me, go look it up. The research is there. Thank you, Dr. Ralph Barrick at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm giving you a name. Go find it out. These people should hang from a rope. We should have Nuremberg 2.0. Good luck with that. This is what we're facing right now. National debt climbing to $34 trillion. HAARP, Project Cirrus, weather-altering agency, HAARP, attempting to disable a hurricane. It was moving out to sea. Instead of weakening the storm, it steered it straight into Georgia, resulting in millions of dollars in damaged property. Internet and cell phone kill switches. Government can shut down communications at a moment's notice. It has been used before in the U.S. In 2005, cell service was disabled in four major New York tunnels, reportedly to avert a potential bomb detonation via cell phone. 2009, those at Obama's inauguration had their cell signals blocked. Same rationale. 2011, San Francisco commuters had their cell phone signals shut down to thwart any possible protest over police shooting of a homeless man. So the government has the tools and know-how to manufacture terrorist attacks, and they also use them to practice entrapment, targeting vulnerable individuals, feeding them with propaganda, know-how, and weapons intended to turn them into terrorists, then arresting them as part of an elaborately orchestrated scheme. Mind control, psych warfare, well, psyops, we all know about that, right? All conducted through social media platforms, yet everybody gravitates toward them. We the people are the unfortunate victims of the diabolical machinations of a make-work program carried out on an epic scale whose only purpose is keep the powers that be permanently and profitably employed. This is how tyranny rises and freedom fails, folks. How it falls. Mike in Alaska, welcome to the show.
Well, that was a good one, Dave. Thank you. Good morning. Yeah, I've been following the land grab for probably 40 years. And if you go to ICMJ.com, the International California Mining Journal.com, ICMJ.com, they have a 90-year-old publication, the most fantastic magazine you'll ever read. They've been predicting this for 50, 60 years. They've been fighting the land grab along with miners and myself. I mean, I'm a miner, prospector, and I've been fighting this land grab ever since Alan Cranston started to shut down the California desert with S-71. And he came up with a terrible cancer. He died fast. And then Feinstein and Boxer took over. And Daryl Issa, believe it or not, he's a land grabber. You can look it up. He that's part of his resume. But anyway, Kevin's right. They asked the New York Stock Exchange to come up with a new management tool, and it's called the Right to Manage Land, and it's a ecosystem services. That's the stock market, and they're trying to get this going. That's what they're going to call it, ecosystem services. And if you go to Marlo Oaks, he's United States, Utah state senator. He's fighting him right now. He's fighting him tooth and nail. This is a United Nations ploy.
Well, you talking about Mike Lee?
Marlo Oaks.
No, are you talking about Mike Lee? He's the senator from Utah?
No, no. This is a state senator, not a.
All right.
Not a federal senator. But anyway, they're going to sell shares to manage our federal land and state land. But they got another thing coming. It's going to have to take an act of Congress to do this. There's such a thing called the Mining Law of 1872 that's still in full effect, and that's what us miners use. Nobody could touch federal land except a miner that has a mining claim. A miner, a mine claim owner, is the only person allowed to exploit minerals or timber. Everything in the world that you see, if it can't be mined, it has to be grown. And what they're trying to do is further cripple us by taking our minerals like they did at Mountain Pass Mine, the lithium mine, the only lithium mine in the world for a long time, the one that produced all the europium for color TVs. Well, Obama sold that. Obama sued them over petty stuff over and over and over again. They went bankrupt. And this is a giant corporation. They went Pacific Chemical or something like that. They went bankrupt, and guess who bought it? The Chinese. Mm-hmm. So they own that beautiful mine. It's the cleanest mine voted the cleanest mine in America over and over and over again. But anyway, that's what's happening. Now, this is what they want to do. They want habitat sustainability. They want soil sustainability. They want flood and water sustainability. They want climate stability with this new stock market product.
Ah, okay. Well, that explains that.
There'll be no non-sustainability industries allowed, including solar, wind, mineral, oil extraction, grazing, timber, and recreation. They're going to completely shut this down. So what I suggest is everybody go out and stake a claim. Find a mineral, put a stake down in the northeast corner, put your location notice in there and go down and file it for $30 down at the recorders, and you got 90 days to file it with the BLM, and that's $165, and there you got 20 acres.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, I appreciate that, Mike. Thanks so much for the tip there and more information on what Kevin was talking about earlier. Chad in North Carolina, long time no talk to.
Yes, sir. That's the only reason I'm on is because I was under the weather the last couple of days. Otherwise, I'd be where I don't want to be.
What's that, work?
I was just... Yeah.
Okay.
It's a real round-the-clock thing I have to deal with work. And if I get sick, it's a real setback.
Yep.
So, but I heard what you were saying about all the possible situations we could have with the power out. I don't know if you or any of the other listeners had looked at Joel Skousen's website recently. He posted a few weeks ago his year-end analysis.
Yeah, I subscribe to his newsletter, Chad. I actually pay to subscribe to his newsletter, which I also have access to him. And so I've actually done a couple of interviews with him that are on the Power Hour that are in the archives. And so, you know, there's people I've talked to, like Jonathan Hollerman, that don't agree with everything that Skousen says. He doesn't believe that they're going to use nukes if there's an EMP attack. EMP will virtually destroy us. But the thing is when you've got all these scenarios coming at you, and then you have a government basically that's got overreach and people are just sitting idly by and ignoring it. You know, this reminds me of the movie Stripes, where Sergeant Hulka jumps off the back of the truck as they make a wrong turn going into enemy territory. And he's like, I'm not putting up with this garbage. Of course, he used the other word, the SH word. But the thing is he got out of there knowing that they were going to drive into danger. And sure enough, you know, they had to go get the EM-50, and Bill Murray and his buddy had to go rescue him. So that's
right.
What, you know, made for movies are all about. But see, the thing is this whole thing is sick and twisted when you're talking about stuff like this happening. And here's the way it is, and I appreciate your call. Do you catch 100 red fire ants as well as 100 large black ants? Put them in a jar. At first, nothing happens. But if you violently shake it and dump them back on the ground, the ants are going to fight till they kill each other. The thing is, the red ants think the black ants are the enemy and vice versa. The real enemy is the person who shook the jar. That's what's going on right now. Think about that. All commentary from Rutherford.org. We'll be back with Greg Mannarino after these words. Stay with us.
Has been a trailblazer leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are, and Gregory Manarino, the Robin Hood of Wall Street, joins us. And of course, he's an active full-time trader in the capital markets with a worldwide following. Still doing that, right, Greg?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
I know. I got out of the markets. I'm sorry. I have a real hard time trusting the markets these days. A lot of people are, but a lot of people are still in the game. And I mean, the NYSE is now taking over mortgage electronic registration systems, the same bunch, Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. I've been playing around in the mortgage foreclosure industry for a decade. And so I know what's going on up there, but I mean, the markets are crazy right now, aren't they?
Crazy isn't the word. I would say more like rigged to the highest possible order. But I think that's our strength here. You know, who trusts the market? I trust one thing, that it is going to continue to be rigged. They're going to continue to keep rates suppressed, which opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market. The disconnect between reality and the stock market is going to get a lot worse here. But, you know, for me, look, I just try to take in the current situation and come up with the most likely outcomes. That's all I do. And for me, it appears that the game is going to remain the same. Central banks are going to continue to rig the debt market. They're going to buy it all. They're going to buy more assets across the board. We're going to see government spending go off the freaking Richter scale. And that is going to drive cash for now into the stock market. The situation is pretty clear right now. The illusion of the markets, what people need to understand is that nothing is real, okay? It's all an illusion. And the market, or the illusion of the market, is a very powerful thing. When people see the market going up, they believe everything is fine, despite the round after round after round of terrible economic news. And people, again, it's the wealth effect. People that are involved in the market, they see, hey, you know, I'm rich on paper. And so they ignore everything else until, of course, as it always does, reverses very hard. But in my view right now, and I've been saying this for a long, long time, central banks are not done. They run the economy. They run the financial system. They run the financial markets. They're not done buying at all, buying assets. They're going to force cash into the stock market here by suppressing rates. And I think we're going to get a lot more of that moving forward. And it's going to just create more distortions in the market. They're going to get a lot worse. And then eventually it's going to turn around. But my job, okay, for the people that follow my work here, is to try to keep them on the right side of this equation from all angles, not just from the stock market angle. As you know, if you know my work at all, like, I am a very diverse guy. I want people to have exposure to commodities, especially gold, silver, my favorite asset of all time. I also believe people need exposure to other things like cryptocurrencies, artwork, musical instruments, class, whatever they can. Because eventually risk on, which is the environment we have right now by central banks keeping rates suppressed, is going to turn around to risk off. And the cash doesn't grow money wings and fly away to money heaven. It just moves from one reality into another. So I want to be ahead of the curve right there. I want to keep my people ahead of the curve and hopefully everyone that's watching the show right now.
All right. So you have a website, traderschoice.net. And the thing is, folks, you have to understand, I thank you for your service too, by the way, Greg. You served in the United States Naval Reserve Medical Service Corps as a lieutenant. And you've been working on Wall Street after seeing the movie Wall Street with Michael Douglas, which was kind of interesting. Gordon Gekko with the slick back hair. Is that where that came from?
You know, my, I great,
folks, if
Gordon
you're not
Gekko
watching
then
us live streaming
yeah,
right
I,
now.
I thought it was the coolest thing. You know, my dad got me that job working at Bear. It was my father. I mean, it wasn't me. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life at that point at all. But, you know, but I got out of it for a really – well – a really long time I was disconnected from it, let's put it that way. And I went into medicine. I did medicine for 20 years, got back into the Wall Street game. I always was fascinated by how markets work, how economies work, why cash moves through the markets. It's just – I'm still obsessed with it today. And that's, I think, why I am who I am today.
So I mean, but you got the ID. You got the jacket. You're on the trading floor. You're screaming, buying, and selling stuff. I mean, that's your day, right?
Well, what happened to me was I almost kind of hate talking about this, but when I went there to get hired, okay, when I walked in there that day, I didn't apply for any job at all. I had sat there, was it my dad's friend who said, "Hey, Greg, okay, what do you want to do?" And I was like, "Well, I don't know. You know, I'm here just because I thought, you know." I explained to the guy. He goes, "Well, Greg, do you like talking to people?" I'm like, "Yeah, I like talking to people." He's like, "Well, how about we put you in a situation where you'll be talking to people all day long?" I was like, "Okay." I had no idea, none, what that even meant. Oh, I was a kid. I was desperate for money. So I was like, "Okay, well, what do I do?" He's like, "I don't worry about it. You know, we're going to have you working with these people." Basically, what they did for me is they had me working as a broker, under a broker, doing the same job as a broker without a license. But it wasn't just me. You have to understand that back in that time, everybody was doing it. And everybody was doing other things, too, that weren't exactly legal. So, you know, I got to understand the kind of like the dark side of what happens. Oh, and I'm sure it still goes on today, but it was a lot easier back then. Everything was done on paper back then. It wasn't all electronic like it is today. So there was a lot of front running. There was a lot of things that – look, I've talked about this that I myself got involved in at that time that wasn't exactly, you know, on the up and up. But it just seemed – you know, I was like – I was young. I was stupid. Everybody was doing it. I thought it was the right thing to do at that time. But, you know, as it turned out – so, you know, me and that part of my life, you know, I moved forward. But I always was, like I said, interested in how the markets work. That really set the stage for me to get an understanding of, I think, how the markets work from the other side. And that really opened my eyes. And then after the meltdown of 08, I said, hold on a minute here. Things are not what they seem to be. Because I still kept friends and talked to people about what was going on. So, I got to understand a lot of what was happening from – other people that were still on the inside. Anyway, crazy
story. Well, I mean, but you were at Bear Stearns at the time all this went down. I mean, them and Lehman almost like simultaneously, the whole thing just, which is why I wrote the book Clouded Titles. And, you know, I get to talk to somebody that actually was on the front line when Bear went under and to get subsumed in a fire sale. I mean, where did you go? What did you do? How did you react? Did they escort you out of the building with a box of stuff? I mean, what happened to you?
No. What I was when I this is when I was there was way before any of this stuff happened. I was a kid. This is my goodness, man. 1987, 88, 89, way before the whole meltdown happened here. But the meltdown is what woke me up to what was really going on here. When I was sitting there watching this whole thing go down, and it wasn't just me. It was, you know, obviously throngs of people who got caught up in that whole thing. I was like, hold on a minute here, man. This is just wrong. And how they set this whole thing up with Bernanke going in there, right? And say, oh, you know, we have to do this now or we won't have an economy. They had it all set up before. Again, the meltdown was, I mean, and then we're going to face another one of these moments, but much, much greater moving down the pike. There's no doubt about it. Everything is being set up right now. There's the whole stage. But understanding how that whole thing was set up and why it went down the way that it did, and the sacrificial lambs, a bear was absorbed by J.P. Morgan, and the Lehman was the sacrificial lamb here, trying to give the people, well, look, you know, we tried to do something. You know, it's always the same. It's a deception, a distraction, a look here, don't look there. But, you know, what people need to understand is, look, we're no way out of the woods here. And I don't know what people are looking to get out of this this kind of talk that we're having here. But they need to be ready for what's coming, because I'm telling you, it's going to make what happened last time look like a walk in the park.
Well, and see, that's what we're going to get to, because, you know, when you were talking about all of these things that you mentioned about what's going to happen in the future and the fact that this is a setup, everybody was probably on pins and needles at that point going, okay, what's that bigger game? What's going to happen? I mean, we already know the markets are a rich man's game and that your average Joe out there is going to get raped. I mean, that we know that. That's why I still have my Interactive Trader account and I won't even use it anymore. I'm just out of it. I'm not doing this. But the thing is, everybody was like, oh, let's short everybody. You know, that is not the big short and all this other stuff. I mean, that was pure folly, because you saw how many people got screwed in big short with Steve Eisman and everybody else that was out there playing that game.
Yeah.
The thing is, for 2024, which is the here and now, what is it? The markets are going to drive something. The government's going to drive something. We had Catherine Herridge on CBS saying there's going to be a black swan event. We're reading books like The Great Taking. I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with all of this. What's the outlook? I mean, between now and November, is something bad going to happen here? We go into CBDCs. I mean, what are they going to do?
Well, there's no doubt they're working towards, obviously, some kind of a central bank. I've discussed this at length so many times, a tokenized system, cross-border, trans-world, one-world system. That's what they're working towards. They're dismantling the current system. We're in a full-blown liquidity crisis right now, although you wouldn't know it, the way central banks are buying it all. Look, the situation, I don't even – it's so wide. It's so everything is just right now. Nothing is what we started off with. This is an illusion here that is being maintained, the illusion of the markets, the creation, in my view, of a neo-feudal system, extreme haves, extreme nots, dependency on the current system here, and a complete wipeout of the middle class. You know, for 24, being that this is a presidential selection cycle, I've been calling it that for the longest time, I think they're going to do a lot to keep this propped up here, at least through 24. Now, look, we don't have to guess here. People are like always sitting here on pins and needles wondering, hey, when is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? If we understand one thing and one thing only, we can gauge as to where things are going to go. And I'm talking about risk. I'm talking about specifically what the 10-year yield is doing, which is the benchmark, what the relative strength of the dollar is doing. And for anyone that is interested, I have a completely free, it's 100% free to anyone who wants to use it, indicator. It's called the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. It's right on my website, traderschoicenet.net, the top of the second page. It's a way of gauging risk in the market in real time. If we see rates being suppressed, if we see the dollar on a relative strength basis weak, we know what that's going to do. It's going to drive cash into the stock market. When we see a spike, let's just talk about the 10-year yield here. When we start seeing bond yields spike in an uncontrolled fashion, then we know that we are close to the moment where this whole thing is going to implode. And what does that mean? It means cash is going to bleed out of the debt market. That's going to put pressure on the stock market. And as we said, cash does not fly away to money heaven. It just moves from one reality into another. It's going to bleed out of the debt market, put pressure on the stock market, and just move into commodities, in my view, across the board. I've been telling people for the longest time that they need exposure to commodities, a broad basket of them, more specifically gold and silver. I think they're the most undervalued assets in the world. And I don't just come up with this number arbitrarily. I look at the Dow gold ratio, and then I look at the gold silver ratio. I try to ascertain what I believe will be the bottom of where the stock market will eventually go, because all this is leading to an eventual meltdown on an unprecedented scale. Why do people think that things are the way that they are? Is it just an accident why the Federal Reserve and other central banks have created all this cash out of nothing to prop up this dead system, which has created distortions across the spectrum of asset classes? Why we're seeing inflation right now globally the way it is, and it's not going to stop? Why they're trying to convince us that things are getting better, and they're absolutely not? It's a psyop on an unprecedented scale, and there's where our strength lies. If we know that the market, in my view at least, if the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates this year, okay, along with other central banks, they don't care at all. I never did about controlling inflation. A central bank's job or their power resides in one thing and one thing only. That is their power or ability to inflate. If we could take that power away from a central bank, in other words, let's say, for example, you want to take down a central bank, you want to take down the Federal Reserve, it's very simple to do. You stop them from issuing one single dollar of more debt, just one. The whole system implodes. It's a debt-based system that demands that debt be added to the system in greater and greater amounts just to maintain where we are. That's the Achilles heel of the central banks. Now, we understand, and at least we should, that our so-called loving, caring politicians all work for these central banks. Henceforth, why you don't hear anyone talk about these things. No one running for president is talking about how central banks are rigging the system to the highest possible order. No, it's not going to stop. And they are the government. They have become the government. They're rigging the markets. They're going to continue to rig the market. So that presents opportunity. Again, in my opinion, being long the market until risk turns around. I don't see it turning around anytime soon. Betting against the debt, becoming our own central bank, holding hard assets, having exposure to commodities here. I mean, it's very simple, in my view, to capitalize on the current situation until, and even then, when this whole thing flips around, we're already hedged. People that follow my work, and I'm sure people that follow yours, realize that they need to be holding hard assets. Why? Why do we do this? Because we think it's fun? Because we think it's entertaining and exciting? No, because we realize that this risk-on environment is going to one time, it's going to tumble into a risk-off. Commodities are going to the moon. That's how I have set myself up, and at least the people that follow my work. That's how it's going to play out. I can't imagine another way. But we are going to see, as you alluded to, there's going to be another false flag, and it's going to be a big one. They need to draw people into supporting more war. Let me tell you something, because people don't understand, maybe the people have never heard this before, but war generates more need for borrowed dollars than any other endeavor on the planet. Henceforth, why we're seeing war expand. Henceforth, we're going to see a lot more war in 24. Funding, we have all the cash to fund wars around the world. We can't fund our own government. 2 weeks from now, we're facing another shutdown. we can't fund our government, but we can sure as hell fund war.
Yeah, well, see, that's a problem, too, because of all of the factors that we're seeing here funding wars. And you see Congress, like Brian Higgins, the congressperson, with a 289% gain, way more than what the SPY did. And I mean, I presented all those facts on our email blast yesterday, showing all of the congressmen, Pelosi, McConnell, everybody else. And I know half of them are invested in defense contractors, including Nikki Haley. I mean, I know they're all there. They all want war because they're making money. And see, the thing is that this fiat currency that they keep printing more of, which is de-dollarizing, everybody's just, I think, worried about the wrong thing. And you bring up the fact of hard assets and gold and silver. And a lot of the arguendo is, hey, look, you go invest in silver, good luck, you know, eating a coin. Not going to happen. They're buying food. They're buying guns. They're buying ammo. They're watching what the government is doing. A lot of people don't trust them anymore, especially after the pandemic and all of this garbage and their friends dropping dead of the jab. I mean, we're having a real hard time trusting anything DC says. And then we're finding out the government was behind it all along.
Of course. Look, I can see that you and I are clearly on the same page. Obviously, yeah. All these things are happening. What you're saying is no doubt about it. And of course, look, people do need to prepare for a worst case scenario, meaning you got to have access to obviously water. All right. That's huge. Food. But again, you know, and all the other things that you mentioned, too. And people need to start aligning themselves with like-minded people. Every Friday, I leave people off with three things: love each other, care about each other, and be charitable. If we all adopted that, we'd have a lot better world. But again, the mechanism here is divide and conquer. You need to hate these people because of that and hate these people more. But all the stuff you brought up about the politicians is 100% true. They all understand what's going on. They all have a vested interest in this. They realize who's really running the show. And all of this is just a side show, whatever here. They will choose who they want to sit behind. The resolute desk yet again, as they did last time, unfortunately. And, we have no voice anymore. I really feel like that. We have to band together. And again, I think it's just so important for all of us, you know, say hello to your neighbors, get to know these people, because when this whole thing comes down, we're going to need to rely on each other, not be isolated, sitting in your house wondering what you're going to do. We're going to need each other in a worst case scenario. And I think we are marching towards a worst case scenario right now. It's all being set up. The system is being dismantled. Central banks are running the show. They continue to inflate. They're going to buy it all. They run it all. And understanding that they are the enemy, they're public enemy number one. No person on this planet, I think, detests central bankers more than I do here. Why do we have to, you know, they've taken over the system. They run it. We are forced to transact in their product. What do central banks produce? One thing, debt. They issue that debt to the world. Why do we work? What do we work for? Their currency, they own it. We don't own their currency. They allow us to borrow it from them. And we owe it back to them, plus interest. They created nothing. What a system. Who came up with that? Obviously, central bankers. This is a system that is very, very old. Central banking, over 100 years old here. They have all the bases covered. And they've been working towards a goal since that time to be the lenders and buyers of last resort, to own it all, to control the world. Sounds like science fiction, but it isn't. That's what's going on.
No, we know it's not. And that's a big problem now. And the bigger thing, because we've got 3 minutes left here before the segment ends and the show ends, people and what they're supposed to be doing right now, because anybody that's got a lot of money in the banks, I'm looking at the fact that maybe it's time you need to get that money out of the bank and start using it, like you said, to buy hard assets and stop socking away tens of thousands of dollars in some bank. Because if you read the bank rules, when you deposit money, that becomes a property of the bank because they're all connected. So why do you have all these big amounts of money in your savings account? And I'm thinking that by March, if you don't have all your money out of the system, because that's when I think you're going to see things start to materialize in the negative, and you don't start investing in reality, which is your personal reality, and doing what you said, Greg, getting acquainted with your neighbors and understanding exactly what's going on, you may end up having to do a fast liquidation to get the hell out of Dodge and move to someplace remote. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen if your neighbors aren't friendly. This is just like what I talked about before we came on about the jar of ants. You put 100 ants, red ants and black ants, in the same jar and nothing happens. But when you violently shake it and dump it on the ground, which is what the government is doing with us, all of a sudden we start fighting each other and killing each other. So
I've been telling people to get unbanked for a very long time. Keep only what you need to transact in these institutions. These institutions are in enormous amounts of trouble. We're not being allowed to know that. I started warning people about the banking system before we started seeing the issues develop here with these so-called smaller institutions that are linked to the bigger ones here. No deposits, no loans, no deals. The entire banking system is in enormous trouble. They're all illiquid. If you understand one thing, it should be this. Take this away from this particular interview that we're doing here. The entire system is illiquid. The entire system operates in a perpetual vacuum. That's why you're seeing more war. And you're going to see other reasons that so-called governments are going to throw at us to fund the system. And all that's going to do is increase the product that central banks flood to the world, and it's going to devalue the dollar, more inflation. Central banks are at a race to the bottom. They're killing their own currencies by design because they're going to issue a new system in. I think we're pretty much on the same page with that one. It's pretty obvious. But yeah, get yourself unbanked. Keep only what you need in these institutions. The rest of it, put it to work someplace else here. You know, I don't think anyone should be you know, I'm a very diversified guy. I own a lot of different things. And I think that's the way people need to be. Yes, the most undervalued asset to me on the planet is this, physical silver. That's the truth here. Again, looking at the Dow gold ratio, gold silver ratio. I mean, if you had only one asset to invest, or cash to put money in, that would be it in my view. But I want people to do their own research. Don't listen to anything I'm saying. If I'm, what I am saying is ringing true to you, well, then do some research into it.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that. Gregory Manarino, it's traderschoice.net for those of you who want to explore this further. In the meantime, we thank you so much for what you're doing, sir. We are on the same page. Thank you for your service. I was there. I can relate.
Thanks,
sir. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Do the right thing. Do what Greg said. I'm all for unbanking. Let's do this together. Oh, did I just say we're going to have a run on the banks? No, I didn't say that. Just unbank, like Greg said. Thank you, sir, for your time. We appreciate you. We will be back tomorrow with a Friday edition here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, stay safe. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.